The two most recent gun deaths were 19-year-old Quata Shields, who was shot on Milwaukee's south side at a house party last Saturday, and 20-year-old Robert Washington, who was shot by his father yesterday during an argument in the Milwaukee suburb of Glendale. Almost two-thirds of the gun homicides in the state have taken place in Milwaukee. The others are scattered around the state in 15 different cities and towns. And in almost all cases, both victims and alleged perpetrators have criminal records. Mallory O'Brien at the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission tracks those numbers for the city of Milwaukee.
94% of our victims have an arrest history, and 93% of our suspects have an arrest history.
O'Brien says the same percentage is true for non-fatal shooting incidents. There's been an increase in those numbers as well. Last year, by the end of June, there were 204, and the count at the six-month mark this year is 248, a 21% increase. She says there's also been an increase in the number of shooting incidents with multiple victims.
Could be that it's an armed robbery and there are two people walking and the shooters shoot both the victims. And I don't want people to think that there are suspects are just spraying groups of people.
But there have been a few such incidents in Milwaukee this year. 10-year-old Sierra Guyton was caught in a crossfire at a playground last month. She's been hospitalized in critical condition for more than a month. On Wednesday, her parents took her off life support and are praying she'll recover on her own. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.